Time to see what's up with the Oregon tournament opponent located in my old neck of the woods in Westchester County. Generous enough to join us for a pre-tournament chat from the Iona Athletic Department. Welcome in Pat McWalters. Pat, appreciate the time. How are things with you, and how are you getting hit by the winter storm?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So far, it's not that bad. It's actually turned mostly into rain, which, you know, makes shoveling a little bit heavier, but, you know, better than snow, I guess, at this point.
All right, let's start with the head coach, Tim Clueis, who's a New York guy, went to St. John's, Hofstra. Kind of a unique path to this gig, high school, lower level of college, replaced Kevin Willard in 2010. He's had really strong success. What could you tell us about his style? And like I read in the New York Post, this 12-7-4 philosophy?
Yeah, the 12-7-4 philosophy is something he adapted from an old coach, 12 months a year, 7 days a week, 4 hours a day. It's just kind of it's on every guy's practice jersey. They see it every day. It's just a model they've kind of taken over, and, you know, it's helped translate into a lot of success for him. Me personally, with Coach Clueis, I actually played against him in high school. When he was coaching at St. Mary's, I was playing at Holy Trinity on Long Island. So I've known Coach for a while, had a lot of admiration for Coach for a while. Now for chance, you know, I started up in November with him, get a chance to work with him now. It's been really great. This ride has been great. This past week and a half has been, you know, tireless, but, you know, it's been great. And it's just been a great opportunity for me and Coach Clueis, you know, the style of play that he had with this team and, you know, the way they've adapted throughout the year, you know, through up and down to get to this point. You know, we're really looking forward to Friday.
You know, I was going to ask about that week and a half. Iona, one of the first teams to get a bid to the tourney this year. So it was literally all speculation with most everybody talking about Duke, Louisville, Baylor was mentioned.
Yeah.
But when the teams got announced, it ends up being Oregon. Of course, Oregon, a very good team. But was it sort of a relief to finally just get a face to your opponent?
Yeah, I think at that point it was just pure excitement to, you know, see our name up on the board second year in a row, know who we're playing. And coaching staff and the team got right to work pretty much. You know, the coaching staff that night was already getting stuff together on Oregon. You know, we were helping out as we could as a communication staff. And since then, we've just been going. And, you know, the guys have been practicing the past few days, you know, pretty tough practice yesterday, pretty hard practice. That's what they're used to, you know, getting after each other. And, you know, we're ready to go. We'll fly out of here tomorrow, hopefully, all goes according to plan, and be ready for Friday.
I want to ask you about the kid from Brooklyn who went to Christ the King in Queens, John Sevier. Yep. Pretty prominent school, Shamik Holdsclaw, Speedy Claxton. He was a Parade All-American. And they graduated from Fordham, came over to you guys as a grad transfer. How important of a player has he been for this team with that leadership, his skill set, and that experience?
Yeah, John was a decorated high school player, finished in Fordham in 3 years, graduated with a degree in 3 years, which is, you know, very impressive. So with his final year, he decided to come to Iona, and he's been great. You know, it's not just what he puts on the stat sheet. It's his leadership, like you mentioned, with his, you know, kind of some of the young guys on the team taking them over. But at the same time, his playing in the court, you know, if we need a bucket every now and then, we know John has those skills to get to the hoop. And, you know, coach looks at him as someone who can get him that, you know, bucket if he needs it, and John takes it on. He's very confident, and, you know, that's kind of what you need at this stage. You need confidence and be able to put the ball in the hoop.
A guy who does fill up the stat sheet, Jordan Washington, the clear leader for the Gales, 18.7 boards per game, 55% from the field this year, 6'8", 235, so not exactly a conventional big, not exactly a guard. For those of us who haven't been exposed to his game much, like Oregon fans, what kind of game does he have, and what should Oregon fans expect from him?
Jordan's a very emotional player, so that's the first thing you expect of him. He's just a very emotional player. Sometimes he has to keep that in check, which, you know, turns into foul trouble sometimes for him. But when he's not in foul trouble and he's out there playing, he's a very skilled low post player and can also step outside and shoot a jumper. He's very dual threat like that. His post moves are some of the best I've seen, you know, in this area. He was a very, decorated high school player. So he's got the low post moves that, you know, you don't expect, like you said, from a guy his size, 6'8", you know, sometimes going against guys that are 6'9", 6'10", pushing 7 foot. But he uses his body, he uses his, you know, athleticism very well to get to the hoop, uses the spin dribble, you know, often, and he's able to get to the rim. And, you know, that's the reason he's leading in points per 40 minutes in the nation. You know, the problem is getting him on the court, keep him on the court, and that's something he's always worked on. During the MAC championship, he was able to do that. He's able to stay on the court, and that helped us get to the victory. We, you know, him in the MAC championship, you know, being named MVP. Um, his his contributions were not overlooked.
Talking Iona basketball with Pat McWalters of the Gales Athletic Department. Obviously, you guys made the big dance last year, lost to a really good Iowa State team, hung with them till they pulled away late. Some of these guys played in that game. So how much do you think the experience from that game will better prepare them maybe for a first-rounder in this tournament?
Yeah, like guys like Jordan Washington, as we just talked about, and Deshaun Mutch were really the ones who got a lot of playing time in that game, as well with Ricky McGill, who's our starting point guard, you know, the only player this year to start every game. He was playing a little bit in that game. He played behind AJ English, who graduated last year and is now playing overseas. So those three, plus Taylor Bessick, had some playing time. One of our other guards playing right now was actually out with a hip injury. He actually had hip surgery the day of the MAC championship last year, but he's back this year ready to go. But outside of that, it's most guys that are looking to fill in, and this is their first time there. We actually have someone who's been there before. He played with UConn, Sam Cassell Jr. So we have some guys who have experience, and the experience that the Gales got last year against Iowa State, they're going to bring that this year again. But at the same time, it's a new opponent this year. Never faced Oregon before, but they know what they're up against, and we're ready for the test.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned him. We all remember Sam Cassell Sr., I guess it would be, a scrappy yep. part of Houston, their title teams. He had a very unconventional road to success. Post-grad school, DePaul, academically ineligible, went to a JC, and then Florida State, where he eventually had his number retired. Now, his son, a leader for the Gales this season, had a very similar road. Maryland, academically ineligible, JC, two injury-filled seasons at UConn, now a Gale. Do you think going through all of that and watching his dad do basically the same thing in college has helped him as a leader this year as a grad transfer?
Yeah, I mean, Sam's one of our best leaders this year. He's very vocal on the court, very vocal in practice. He's, a lot of guys look up to him. He'll tell you that, growing up in Baltimore, seeing his dad go through, he's a tough kid. He knows that his toughness has helped him get this far. And everyone's always looking at him because of his name, Sam Cassell. And they're going to give him his best game, and that's kind of prepared him for this stage, and I think he's ready to go. He's one of our better decision makers on the court. That's why his assist-to-turnover ratio is one of the higher ones in our conference, and he's ready to go. I think, like we said, his dad has helped him prepare for this. He talks to his dad, and I know, every now and then, getting encouragement from him. So he's ready to go, and he's prepared to, take a bigger role on this stage and help us, potentially make this a Cinderella run.
Yeah, it can't hurt having a NBA assistant coach dad to bounce questions off of sometimes. That's
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, as a lifelong Knicks fan, I'm not speaking to anybody related to those Houston teams.
I'm same boat. I'm
nice. Final thought for Pat McWalters of Iona. Always interested in hearing the opponent's view of Oregon, what they've accomplished so far. Everybody's talking about the injury to Chris Boucher. But what are the guys, what are staff players saying about facing this Duck team and kind of the challenges they'll face?
Yeah, I mean, this, Oregon's a program that's been to the tournament 5 years in a row. I'm pretty sure that's right. You guys correct me on that, but I'm pretty sure it's five years in a row. And,
yep.
And, it's we're ready for it. There was a reason they were in the Pac-12 championship game. That's a pretty pronounced conference. They know they have a tough test ahead of them. They know that style of play can kind of match up with us, but it could be an up and down game, but at the same time, we might be able to grind it out a little bit. It's an exciting opportunity, I think, for a lot of these guys. At the same time, they know it's kids their age and it's guys that their peers, but they're at a higher stage than most of the year, but now everyone's on the same stage, so everyone's ready to go and ready to play. And there's a lot of respect for Oregon, obviously, and hopefully they have the same respect for us. We think they will, and hoping for a good game out there.
Great info. Listen, Pat, stay safe in the snow. Travel well. Enjoy your time on the West Coast. Thanks so much for joining us, and continued success at Iona.
Thanks, Pat.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, take it easy.